Oh, hey, you're early. Guilty. It's been so long since I've been on a date. I got kind of nervous, so I arrived early. But hey, you chose a nice place. Well, if you're as good at conversation as you are at picking restaurants, you've already earned a second date. Although, I should know that by now. You were very smooth asking me out on a date. Do you practice these jokes in a mirror? You didn't even hesitate. So, anyway, quiz time. What are we getting for appetizers? And we have a winner. You don't go to an Italian place and not order ciabatta for appetizers. It just isn't done. Although, I did order both a cheese and sausage ciabatta, so you can pick what to eat. Unless you're a vegan. Didn't think that one all the way through. Hold still, my beating heart. A gentleman with taste. How did you go unnoticed for so long? What sort of job did you get in college anyway that requires security clearance? Are you working for the CIA or something? Boring? You're telling me you need a background check to do boring stuff? You're a clerk for the military. Okay, you're right, that's boring. But cute. Oh man, it makes total sense, doesn't it? Everyone's always thinking cool stuff, and they just want to make sure you won't leak soldiers' salaries on the internet. Well, oh, never mind. Food's here. It smells so good. Are you gonna get anything to drink? Italian restaurant, Italian bread, Italian soda. I don't know about you, but I feel a pattern here. Now that would be something. Mexican, Italian, Japanese fusion. Would we get sushi linguine and jalapeno infused wine? Damn, Skippy, I'm a gastronomy major. And I don't just study it, I've been cooking on and off for my entire life. I've been a sous chef for the past 2 years, really. I want to open my own restaurant someday. And finding interesting things to combine that nobody else would think of is one way of finding my own slice of the market. Damn straight, I'm interesting, cowboy. If you thought I was boring, you wouldn't be on a date with me. That's a point. And I can't really argue with it since I'm being so outspoken. So, am I interesting or hot? Both? Okay, both are good. I hope you haven't got anything against women who aren't shy wallflowers. You're right. We're gonna end up leaving together, and I won't even know your name. Just kidding. I didn't forget it. Well, since you're the one who asked me here, I'm sure you know the menu well. How about you order the entree since I got us the appetizers? I'm salivating at that. You, sir, have taste and class. You even got the pronunciation of brasato right. So, let's play a little game you've earned, which I call Ask Me Anything and I'll Answer Honestly. And I mean anything. Go as wildly offensive as you want. Chicken. Maybe when you're feeling a little more frisky, you'll take me up on that. My turn then. What do you do when you're not stealing fighter jet specifications? You mess around with yeast? Mess around with yeast? Why do I feel like you worded it like that just to mess with me? Oh, we got a real Renaissance man here. Homebrewing, cars, taking several STEM classes, is a white-collar worker. Let me tell you, I wasn't expecting someone so multifaceted. You're right. They totally do. God damn, that smell. That was a good meal. And a nice place. I'm definitely adding it to my list of locations to treat myself to. Oh, you're gonna be of more service tonight. Nice date, nice guy, nice meal. I hope you don't mind driving me home. I'll even make the best espresso of your life. Well, no. This is what a successful date with me almost looks like. Let's wrap that success up, shall we?